What happens in America? We have an 80% graduation rate. That means that one out of five kids are stuck without a high school diploma.
Right. Yeah.
What should happen to those young people?
We need to redouble our efforts to make sure that not only do they have a piece of paper that say they're a high school graduate, but that it's meaningful. Because remember, if of the 80%, more than half of them have to retake high school math and high school reading in community college or our four-year degree program, and very few of them are actually college or career ready. So I think more technical alternatives, options for students, a greater awareness of the income potential for people that get a career-ready kind of education, those things are important. We should not cast aside huge swaths of the next generation and expect in the world we're moving towards to be successful.
And that goes to that whole cares about people like me and connecting with what Hillary calls everyday people.
You know, one of the things that's important, I think, is for Republicans to go campaign in places to make that case in these growing pockets of poverty where you can advocate, as I did as governor, meaningful reforms that allow for low-income kids to have a quality education.
Well, you had a radical school choice program,
yeah.
Very visionary school choice program. It was very popular among poor people in Florida, wasn't it?
It was, and I got a majority of the Hispanic vote, Democrats and Republicans alike, when I ran for re-election, because it was an opportunity philosophy. It was lifting people up rather than trying to divide us up, which is what President Obama does with great regularity.